Gemara says that we read Parshas Bechukosai before Shavuos. Generally, what we do is we read Bechukosai Bamidbar and have Shavuos. This year, because of the whole mix-up of Parshas between Chutzaretz and Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzaretz they do that, but in Eretz Yisrael we read Parshas Noso. Parshas Bechukosai before Shavuos is Mitakonos Chachom. Means even if you were in a place where the minhag was not to finish the Torah in 1 year, finish the Torah in 3 years, but still they changed that cycle for a Shabbos before Shavuos, and they learned Parshas Bechukosai. We don't go into Kabbalah Satorah without reading, understanding, and brachos and klolos. The Torah is not just a good thing, a good way of living life, not just uplifting, not important. Kabbalah HaTorah means we accepted it with brachos and klolos. We made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were going to be his representatives in this world. V'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. Eile hadvarim. Mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. Because of that, there are consequences. Privilege has consequences. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if you fulfill your part of the bris, then you get brachos. And if you don't fulfill your part of the bris, they're klolos. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a suggestion. This is a very good way of living your life. It happens to be a wonderful way of living your life. But there are serious consequences. B'olam hazeh u'b'olam habo. As Rishonim point out, all the brachos and klolos in Torah Shebiktav talk only about brachos, schar v'onesh b'olam hazeh. And here we're told very serious consequences. Chukosai telechu, imlo tishmu, chukosai timos. There's no middle ground. There's either b'chukosai telechu or b'chukosai timos. If a person would understand the incredible schus it is to be part of a Malachas Kohanim B'Goy Kodosh, to be representative of the Borei Ha'olam, created this world, Yesh Me'ayin, the Melech Malchim L'Kodosh Baruch, who runs this world down to its final detail, and that we have a personal, intimate connection with him, each Jew has. And he gave us that opportunity to connect to him daily through Torah and mitzvahs. It would be the center of your life. If it's not the center of your life, it means you b'chal don't understand what it means that you were chosen to have a kesher with the Melech Malchim Lohem Kodesh Baruch. It's not something on the side. No such thing. And that's why it's either or. Chukosai Telechu. Chukosai Timos. And then we're told all sorts of consequences. And then, Imad Eila Lo Tishmali. And then we told, Vahalachtim Imi Keri, the serious Aveira. What is it, Vahalachtim Imi Keri? Says Rashi, Mikri. Aroi be Mikri, Shein El Lefrokim. He'll arrive in mitzvahs. What happens during the day? You're thinking about mitzvahs all day? Or you're thinking about everything else during the day? Mitzvahs become arai. Why? There's another thing, Kerry. You think everything that happens in the world is happening by accident. Why is it that the world's in absolute chaos today? If you understand the political forces, all of a sudden there's this president of the United States, and there's this one here, and this one's there, and it all is this, and you have to have a deep political analysis, and that's why the world's in chaos. And he says, no, the world's in chaos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world to be in chaos. There's no just accidents in this world. And if you don't think, and you don't understand that, and you don't get the basic way this world is run, so that's a serious aveira. It's called Keri. You think, okay, you have to understand the economics, the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, the Bank of Israel, and how it all works with economics. Yeah, that's all nice, and that's all in the fun. But that's not what runs the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu uses all of these things. And if you don't get that, you don't understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu is about. You don't understand what the Torah is about. And the Rebbe Shlomo is going to just wake you up. The Rambam says, a very interesting lashon. Rambam, the Hilchos Tainis. When he explains why we have all the Taneos. Yeshem Yomim Shekol Yisrael Masanim Behem. There are days all Klal Yisrael fasts. Nehatzoro Shiru Behem. Kedei Lo'over Halavavos. Leftoach Darkei Hatshuva. Yezeh Zichron Lema'asenu Haro'im. Umaaseh Avoseinu Shehoyo Kama'asenu. Ato. Ad Shegorem Lonu Lohem V'lonu Osnat Tzoros. Shebizichron dvarim ha'elu noshiv lehetiv shenema v'hizvadu esavonim v'savon chatosim v'mo'alom ha'shem mo'alubi. And he gives the but what is if a person decides it's not what happened, that's not, and that's the history. The Rambam says Perek Aleph Hilchos Tainis. Mitzvah Esem in HaTorah. Mitzvah Esem in HaTorah. Lizok Elohariya B'chatzot Tzorot Zal Kol Torah Shetavu Al Atzib. Every Tzorah that comes to Klal Yisrael, we have to understand it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kagon, everything. Batzoras. 6 years there was no rain here. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dever, plague, arbe, chriotsman, zaku alehen horiu. We have to scream out HaKadosh Baruch. V'dovot zeh midarkei hachuva hu. Shebezman shetovo tzara, any tzara. V'yizaku e'el aleho v'yariu yedu hako. What's the reason for it? That we have a public gathering, and we scream out in tefillahs, we blow shofars, or blow chatzotzos, whatever we do. Because any, and this is a mitzvah essay min haTorah, that every tzara demands tefillah, and an acceptance of the fact that if there is a tzara here, it is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yedu HaKol Shebuglal Ma'aseim HaRoyim. You have to Guhura Lehem. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what happened. HaKosu Avonoseichem V'zehu Shegrim Yigrim Lehem Lohosya HaTzara Me'aleim. And the problem, it's not only tefillah is going to do it. It's because if the cause was chet, without tshuva, you haven't gotten rid of the cause. Avo, im lo yizaku. People don't scream out, they don't blow shofars and chatzotzos. Ela yomru lo say, dova zem im minacha olim ira lano. This is because that you have to understand the political structure of the world. You have to understand how it all is happening here. The tzoras and nikra mikris, it just happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding in somewhere in the back of some black hole there, our way out there. The Rambam has very sharp words. Harazederech achzorius. You're an achzor, you're cruel. Why are you cruel? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has informed us in the Torah that if you don't do tshuva, I'm going to keep doing. If you don't accept the fact that the tzara is coming from him because you did something wrong, you're just going to can make sure that the tzaras keep coming. The Gorem Islam, and it causes people, he dodded the Maseim Haroim, to connect themselves to bad ways. After this tzara, another tzara, another tzara. Who shekosuv b'Torah? That's what it says in the Torah. Halachtem imi keri. Halachtem imochem b'chamas keri. If you think it's just an accent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think it's an accent, boy, I'm going to show you accents. Kloma, shavir lachem tzara. Because it's going to push people to do tshuva. Every tzara. And if during Sfir we have an avelus for the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiyu who died, that means there's an avera there. And Chazal weren't silent about that avera. It was a tremendous tzara to Klal Yisrael. It's an unbelievable slap in the face from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Chazal do? Oh, it's a mystery. Must be we have to do 24,000 autopsies and analyze it and find out what the virus is here, what the bacteria is in. No, Chazal didn't think of those things. It could have been there was a bacteria virus. So why all of a sudden just it happened to be? Because there's an Avera and there's Tshuva. Every Tzara. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us as a nation. He expects us to take that very, very, very seriously. So people don't always take it so seriously. And they don't understand. Torah happens to be a very firm book. It expects us to be very firm too. It expects us to take Yiddishkeit and Torah with the utmost seriousness. And it tells us everything in our life, anything that happens to us, it's because of our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch. Now, with that in mind, let's just try to understand what Chazal thought were the underlying causes in B'chukos HaTeleichu Yochol Zekim HaMitzvus K'shu Omer Mitzvot Zay Tishmoru Harikim HaMitzvus Omer Ani Mekai B'chukos HaTeleichot Yu Amelim BaTorah. So it begins, if you're Omel BaTorah and then you keep the mitzvahs, Vasisim also. And what is it, the opposite? Vim losishmuli. So what does that mean? So it means you do averis. No. That's not what it means. Says Rashi. Lios amelim batora. Vladas medrish chachomim. It's not only keeping mitzvahs. In b'chukot saitim also. Lios amelim batora. Vladas medrish chachomim. So you don't take limud Torah very, very serious. If you're not omel batorah, Rashi is telling us an incredible idea here. If you're not going to be omel batorah, you're going to end up not doing mitzvahs. Shtever. Not only that, when you stop being careful in mitzvahs, should these people say, oh, you want to do these machmirim? How do they make fun? Oh, we want these machmirim. No. Who are those people? They resent other people who are careful about Torah and mitzvahs. Mishpotai tigol nafshachem, sonei chachomim. You hate tamidi chachomim. Mone mlovilti asos. Mone asacherim me asos. You stop people. Kofa shalot tzivisim. And then you just go off. Where does it all begin? Limud Torah. Ends up with sinas chachamim. It's a very... People... There's a deep resentment against people who take Torah too seriously. Who learn Torah too seriously. And... who keep mitzvahs too seriously. Makes other people feel guilty and they resent it. They make fun of him. There is an incredible statement here. That in Bechukosai Teilechu, it doesn't say in Bechukosai Teilechu to you lomdim Torah. No. Amelim. Only it's hard work. Hard work. Very hard work. And if a person will stop and think, what does it mean that it says in the end of the parasha, Eila mitzvos ashiva Hashem esmosh b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. It was a maimon har Sinai. It was a kabbalah satorah. It's a yetzias mitzrayim. You take that story very seriously. What does it mean? It means that the ultimate goal of every Jew's life is to maximize his keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate goal. And that, once you realize the ultimate goal, once you realize that this is not just, well, I'm going to think about it all day. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a plan how to do it, how to connect to Him completely in a very deep way through Amelis B'Torah. You'll understand the unbelievable schus it is to be able to sit in this Beis Medrash, another Beis Medrash, the one down the street, the one around the corner, the Oma B'Torah. Very interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. Take a look at the Ran in the Durham Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Question is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, how much Torah do I have to learn every day? So, Zagmar and Menachos, and Iran understands from that Gemara and Menachos that the mitzvah is to learn all the time. But they're hetera. Don't learn 24 hours a day. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to do different things. But those are heterim not to learn Torah all the time. If, on the other hand, you have an extra hour and you don't learn during that extra hour, so you mevatel b'yodayim mitzvos esrei min haTorah. Very extreme. If you take a look in the Rambam, and the Rambam says very differently based on the Gemara Menachos. A person has to be koveh sometime during the day and sometime at night, every day, to learn Torah. Simple mitzvah. Rambam's much more demanding. What happens if a person has an extra hour? He says, what am I going to do for the extra hour? I'm going to sit and I'm going to read a novel. Sit, go to a movie. Sit, I'll just twiddle my thumbs, do nothing, maybe. That means for the next hour, you have an opportunity to learn Torah or to do X. And you say, for the next hour, Torah is number two, and X that I'm going to do is number one. You took Torah and made it number two. Tidvarish and Bozov is Mitsoso Heifa, he Koris, Tikoris, Hanefeshi, Avona Ba. Koris. Much. It's not a very, it's not a bit lasse of being Mavatli Asseh Limra Torah. It's an Avera Chamur of being bozed by Hashem, for which the onus is hikaris, tikaris, and nefesh yavonabo. Rambam's saying is a simple idea. Torah is not just a suggested good idea to do with your life. Torah's life. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says, in the matter to Torah harbor, you learned a tremendous amount of Torah. Don't take too much credit for it. That's the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here. I have an employee, I hire him to work 9 to 5. He comes at the end of a month. I was there exactly 9 o'clock every day. I was there exactly 5 o'clock every day. You've got to give me a bonus. Got to give you a bonus. I hired you to work 9 to 5. If you come at 8:30, stay till 5:30. No mail. I understand. I give you a bonus, but you did what I told you. I gave you a salary. No big deal. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Elamad the Torah harbe." Learned a lot of Torah. I'll talk to Torah le'atzmacha. No big deal. What do you think I put you on planet Earth for? To watch football games. What happens? You begin, but doing that is madrega by madrega. Satik ishmeichem b'itam. Not haaretz yivulach v'etz asod yitem pirya. A lot of rain. Zuklam daish is botza, botza yatsig and zora. Chaltam lachmachem lasov v'shavtem lebetach be'artzachem. Sati Sholem Boritz, Shata Ve'machre. It would be a tremendous parnosa. And guess what will happen? All those missiles from Gaza will disappear. All the Hezbollah missiles pointing here from Lebanon. Goodbye. Why? Because you're learning Torah Yom V'Laila. But success is the way Rashi understands the Pasuk. Shati Sholem Boritz. Avdavta Mesevechem. Tremendous. What is that for? By taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu seriously, by bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And you're going to build Madrega. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why should you do this? V'salachti b'sochachem. And I'll have an unbelievable kesher with you. V'yisru lachem l'lokim v'atem tiyu l'lam. The ideal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And guess what? That's not just an extra bonus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher tzeiseschem Eretzrayim yoslohem avodim. For Eshbor Motos Ulchem for Olech Eschem Komamios. And I will make sure you'll not be Meshubit to any other nation. And you'll come straight to Eretz Yisrael. And you'll set up life here. And then he says the opposite. Rambam writes that anything and everything that happens to me as an individual, Chayisol as a klal, is a direct response, is a direct result of Schar V'Onesh. Ein Mikra Ba'ol. Nothing happens by accident to me as a Yochid. Nothing happens to us as a Tzibur. But you have to be able to take that lesson and make it a deep part of you. And make that lesson a deep part of you is a very, very serious avoda. Because we live in a world. Everything is analyzed, everything's scientifically evaluated, and everyone has an explanation for everything. This week is Lag BaOmer. Now, coming back, I was in England for a few days. Of course, all the flights are full. All the people who hate Lom Day Torah are making their way to Maron for Lag BaOmer. What was Rupshi? I find this is one of the most amazing things in the world. That Reb Shimon, as I mentioned when I was here a week ago, Shabbos, was an extreme fanatic. What did he believe in? Lima Torah, Lima Torah, Lima Torah. That's all he believed in. Saw someone plowing, Ata Ozev Chai Olam, Ozev B'Chai Shor. Didn't understand it. That's accepted, so there are people like that. What can he do? To take Reb Shimon and make him the hero of all the people of nothing, as Rashi says, Chokosai Temosu, Sonei HaChachomim, is a very bizarre twist of Jewish history. But it is what it is. Everything that happens in this world today is bizarre. What this parsha teaches us more than any other parsha is a very simple idea. The closer we make ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more He is integrated into our everyday lives, the more we bring bracha into this world. And the more we push him away from our everyday life, the less present he is in this world, and the more we take bracha out of this world. And bringing him into our lives is through Limud HaTorah. It's not my idea, it's Rashi in the name of Chazal. Sorry. And we're approaching Kabbalah Satorah. As we approach Kabbalah Satorah, so we have to understand, Chazal wanted us to learn this before we were Kabbalah Torah. Nasa v'nishma. We're going to spend some time over Shavuot talking about Nasa v'nishma. Panasim and Ishma. Nas includes not only doing mitzvahs, but all the learning Torah that's necessary to do the mitzvahs. And what is Nishma? Nishma is limud l'shem limud. L'shem making a deep kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, the Gemara in Shabbos says that Malach HaYashar is wondering, Mi gila lahem rosh kaseh? Who told them this? And the answer was, what was so special about it? They can accept Limud HaTorah, the man Limud HaTorah. And all of this is necessary for us to approach Shavuos. There could be no better way of doing it by preparing with Lag BaOmer, understanding. Lag BaOmer is a day. That's when Rabbi Akiva set up his yeshiva, Eitz HaRabbo Sena Shabbadarim. It's the big simcha. Akiva established the yeshiva from which Torah would come out to Klal Yisrael. We prepare for Shavuos by taking our Limud HaTorah in this period of time very, very, very seriously. Thank you.